Aleishu Chelekbeis Kuf Samech Aleph. The seventh chapter is entitled Beli Atzvus, Without Sadness. Soyle Soyle Ponuderech Harim Yechshomederech Hamid, the Pasukin Yishayahu. We are trying to remove obstacles from the path of the nation, the path of those who are trying to learn Musar, all sorts of misconceptions, misconceived ideas about what Musar is and what it isn't. We're speaking about somebody who's already spent a lengthy period learning Musar, as we've explained. Previously, he's learned about the greatness of the human being and his soul. And he succeeded. What will happen then? After a lengthy period of revising this and reiterating to oneself the greatness of the human being, the greatness of the Jew. A person no longer makes the mistakes that we've described in the previous few chapters. He learns Musar with understanding, as we said. The Rishonim, like you would learn the Ramban and the Rashba. And the Achronim in Musar, like you would learn Ktzei Zachoish and Rabbi Akiva Eger. He goes beyond the superficial meaning and sees the chidushim, as we discussed when we looked at the example of the first few words in the Mesilas Yesharim. He applies it to himself. He sees that this is applicable to him. So he is very briefly paraphrasing a number of the chapters we covered previously. Such a person will progressively discover more and more shortcomings within himself that he wasn't all that aware of thus far. It's quite possible that day by day he'll come to know various shortcomings within himself more and more. He's then vulnerable to the most serious mistake that is possible. He's overcome by such ogmas nefesh, such despondency, ad kedei yeush, to the point of despair. V'chol asher yamshich lilmod, the more he learns, yishka yoser b'yeush, he'll find himself more and more sinking into this quicksand. As you struggle, as you move your limbs, the more you sink into this quagmire, ad shemerov yeush umafsik lilmod musa, to the point where it becomes unbearable and he stops. Ta'us kefula yesh b'ogmas nefesh izo, there's a double mistake in this despondency. הטעוס הראשונה, the first mistake, כיצד מסגלויס הנטיוס הראויס, שהיו נעלמויס מן הלומד עד עכשיו? How is it that these negative tendencies were hidden from him until now? How did they become revealed? מתוך ההספעלוס של הלימוד. It came through, what we'll discover later in more detail, the emotional arousal of learning Musar. הספעלוס היא רגש, it's an emotion. We'll speak about it in detail later on, to try and bring the words into the emotional levels, layers of one's personality. So this emotion is gripped with trembling. Oily, woe to me. This particular downfall, this rotten part within me. The path from this trembling, this concern, this anxiety to depression, is a very short path. This atzvus is very close to despair. What is a mistake? Here's the key point. Once you use this emotional level to discover the negative midah, immediately it has to let go of this discovery, hand it over, shift it over to the mind. The buck does not stop here. It's just discovered here, and then it's shifted over to the mind, to the intellect. Let the mind deal with it dispassionately. Let it deal with this, with the repair of this shortcoming. When you leave knowledge about midos ra'ois in the hands of the emotion, sham hatiguvah yatzvus, the response will be emotional. It will be depression and despair. In brackets, it's worthwhile reading. Lama gilui midah ra'ah mevi lidei atzvus. Why is it that when we discover a negative midah within ourselves, it brings to sadness, despair? The answer is me'agilui nifi'ah miyad agava, because the revelation immediately impinges on our ego. Anish echezakti es etzmi l'adam shelem. I, who took myself to be just about perfect, ve'achshav ani ne'elatz lakish enin shelem. And I'm forced to admit that I'm very far from that. Ve'af olay moshad, maybe even not just not perfect, but maybe even rotten. Ze gorim latzvus. That injury to the ego causes despair. That's the first mistake. Hata'us hasheniya, the second mistake. Yesoid hayesedes bechokhmas musar. The foundation of all foundations in the wisdom of Musar is she'ein ra she'ein lo takana. There's no evil that cannot be repaired. There's nothing that's irreparable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yibara efsharus l'ra she'ein lo takana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never created the possibility of evil that cannot be improved. Yoitzer oir uvori choyshech. Oise shalom uvori ra. The pasuk in Yeshaya, which we paraphrase in Brachos of the Shema, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the light and then the bria of the choshech, so too he brought about peace, we say shalom and then borira. Meaning, as Chazal put it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ikdim refuah lamakah. He always brings the panacea before the ill. He creates the medicine before the illness. Hikdim derech yetzia lechol ra sheboilam. He first created an escape hatch for every evil in the world. A person discovers within himself something ranging from a negative tendency all the way to rottenness. He should know full well there is a path out of this. There is a way to repair it. One of the major tikkunim, is a very concept we're talking about learning Musar itself. It softens any negative tendency in the person. That in itself is already a great tikkun. Furthermore, we're going to dedicate an entire chapter to learning Musar b'Hispa'alus, as I mentioned above. From what we've said thus far in this chapter, we learn we've already learned that Hispa'alus is not the last stop in the learning. We said above that we discover certain shortcomings through learning Musar b'Hispa'alus, then we shift the knowledge over to the mind. So clearly, Hispa'alus is not the last station. Kol mashim izgalenu b'sech Hispa'alus, anything we reveal through it, and again, Hispa'alus at this point I'm going to just define briefly as learning while being in touch with the emotional center within the person. Whatever is discovered through that process, tzarich miyad la'avor lidei ha'seichel, immediately is shifted over to the treatment of the mind. The mind now has to deal with it in a rational and dispassionate way. We said above earlier, kilimud musa ubikar limud das. Learning musa is to learn das. This obligates a very close cooperation between the emotions and the mind. When a person discovers negative tendencies, all sorts of hidden skeletons, this is to be accepted with a sober mind, without an emotional outburst, without an emotional response. What Hispa'alus does is to reveal the shortcomings, but it is not up to it to treat them. If we take this to heart, we will avoid the despair. We're going to use an illustration of what we're talking about from the world. Here's the illustration. A good professional, a competent professional, is noticeable especially when there are difficulties. Generally, when things are going smoothly, so there are in countless myriads of these professionals, whether accountants or pilots or dentists, or it's tough when the crisis arises. Well, I'm thinking to the in these cases where when you had the jet that took off from New York, and then just after takeoff, a whole flock of geese were sucked into the engines, and the plane was left. Powerless, and the pilot, who was like a 30-year veteran, managed to land it very perfectly in Hudson Bay. Everyone was saved. Nobody was injured. A story took place something like 2 years ago. Out of all the tens of thousands of commercial pilots in the world, you could see, Davka in a situation of crisis that this is a real professional. That's when you know that a professional is really well trained. He gives a different example. Lemashal, says the author, Menateach hanitkal b'malach nitoch b'sibuch mafteir. A surgeon in the midst of a surgery is confronted with a surprising complication. He doesn't panic. That's why he's a professional. Doesn't start to panic and run out of the surgery screaming. He weighs up clearly and dispassionately the ways to deal with this complication. He then decides the best possible path, and then he takes the necessary corrective action. But it's all done dispassionately and clearly with a sober mind. Similarly, mechanech miktzoi, a professional educator, he discovers in the class some serious phenomenon. He doesn't, he doesn't throw a tantrum. He doesn't become irritated. He's a professional. Almost instantaneously, he responds with a deliberate and effective and moderate response. Those are two examples we can come up with many, many. Precisely in this way is what the response has to be of Halomed Musa HaMegaleh B'atzmoi. He discovers in himself through learning likui b'midois, some shortcoming, even rottenness inside. Once he discovers it, then he has to weigh up with a sober mind what to do in order to rectify. When a person learns Musar, follows this path, the learning does not cause sadness, what it causes is joy. So we discover certain flaws. We know that they can be rectified, they can be overcome. Such discoveries bring us a step closer to perfection. There's no greater joy than this. Adkan.